Hello and welcome to the Fat Tail Investment Podcast. I'm Callum Newman, one of the editors here at Fat Tail Investment Research. And today I'm going to tell you about a stock idea. As I've told you in earlier episodes, nothing here on the podcast is personal financial advice, and I'm certainly not recommending you buy the stock in question, but it is an idea for you to follow and maybe talk it over with whoever your personal financial advisor is. But I think it's a really interesting opportunity over the next 2 to 3 years, and it's already start to work for me. It's one that I own personally, and I wrote about it last week in Money Morning. It's called Virgin Money UK. And one of the interesting things about this is often with the stock market, you hear people talk about the Aussie economy and what that might mean for the stock market and what have you. But in this case, Virgin Money UK has absolutely nothing to do with the Aussie economy because it's a British bank. So trying to figure out what's going on in Australia won't help you with this particular idea. It's one I've followed for a long time. I suppose the first thing to answer is why it's listed here in Australia when it's a British bank. The reason being, it was actually some time ago part of NAB. We're going back over 10 years now, they had a sort of global strategy and were acquiring operations around the world, including the UK. And after the global financial crisis and what have you, they decided to change strategies with new management, that type of thing. So they did what they call a divestment and put Virgin Money, which was called Clydesdale Bank back then, onto the ASX as a separate company. And I've followed it ever since. So that was in 2016. At the time, it was considered that NAB were kind of giving it to the market cheap, if you like, in that it wasn't really that important to them. They just basically wanted to get rid of it, and that it was good buying. That was the impression anyway. And I still remember that it started to go for a bit of a run at the time, and then it hit a brick wall, and that brick wall was Brexit. It got absolutely dumped when that vote went through, which really shocked the market at the time. And ever since, I've loosely followed the stock. It's been on a bit of a wild ride. It was just starting to recover, and the British UK banks had sold a particular product in the years gone by, and which was later found to be, I can't remember the exact problem, but they took advantage of their customers or were perceived to or what have you. Anyway, they got fined by the regulators. So that sort of knocked Virgin Money around again. Then we had a market dump in around 2018. It got dumped again. Then it was just starting to recover. And, of course, COVID came along, got dumped again. So for all those, long conservative, if you're thinking conservative-style bank, it's been a wild ride on this one. Then, of course, we had last year where the perception was that British real estate was vulnerable, like Aussie real estate and US real estate, and it went down again. Anyway, as I said, it's a stock I've followed for a long time. And I should add, too, that the news out of Britain in general, if you follow loosely follow the mainstream press, has been pretty terrible. They had a mini financial crisis in September, October last year. They had the highest inflation rate in the West. They're they were particularly vulnerable to the disruption in energy supplies out of Russia. So it would be very easy to go, geez, this is all, put this in the too hard basket. Now, however, from this can spring opportunities. So having followed it for a long time, I decided to pick up a few around about November last year for my self-managed super fund. Sort of buy the, when there's blood in the streets kind of idea, I suppose. And it went for a little bit of a rally, and I decided at that point that I wanted to hang on for 4 or 5 years. It wasn't really a trade as such, but it got off to a good start. And then it hit another mini brick wall when the US banking crisis came along and spooked everybody again about banks. And it was selling off sharply, so I decided to pick up a few more. And in hindsight, I went too early. It sold down further. But I knew that... I'd done my homework on this one. I knew there were some positive catalyst coming up for it. And I felt the fear was overblown in this particular instance. So the stock started to go along sideways for a bit. And one of the things I'd pegged was that there was a stress test coming up in the UK summer for the British banks, where they had to pass. And if they did pass, the bank, VUK in this case, would be able to buy back more stock and use its what's called its excess capital to fund it, which is generally a positive thing for shareholders. Now, the interesting thing for this, it wasn't clear. They didn't have a specific date, or at least one that I could find. It was just sometime in the UK summer that this was going to happen, this particular catalyst. Anyway, just a couple of weeks ago, the Bank of England came out and Virgin Money passed with flying colours. It's got one of the strongest capital positions of the UK banks. And the stock really shot up. It went up about 25% in 2 weeks because the company, of course, guided, well, now that we've passed this test, we can start buying back more stock. One of the more interesting things about this stock is that it's very cheap relative to an Aussie bank. This one trades, according to the latest numbers I looked at, around 6-7 times earnings, where an Aussie bank, they're up around 15 times earnings. So it is cheap in the sort of classic sense of, you know, PE and yield and all that type of thing. Well, it looks cheap anyway. Now, the reason I bring it to your attention today is it is a stock that has the potential to trend higher. So one of the things I do at Fattail is called small cap systems, and we have an algorithm that tracks stocks that are showing price and volume momentum. Now, the algos just started to pick up the recent volume that came in because of the stock rocketed up, basically, based off this particular Bank of England news. However, in the short term, that it might cool down a little bit because it has risen so fast, so quick. However, long term, over the next 2 to 3 years, it has the potential to keep trending up, in my view, but it's dependent on one factor, and that factor is British mortgages. So the bank itself, Virgin Money, its primary assets are British mortgages, which it's already written and hold, and it earns the income off the people repaying the loans. But that particular portfolio has slowed down with the slowdown in British real estate, i.e. like the Aussie real estate market, over the last 12 to 18 months. So for Virgin Money to trend higher, it has to get its earnings growth going. So it's one thing to be cheap and sort of pass a regulatory test and do some buybacks and dividends and that type of thing, but that's more of a short-term sugar hit. For the market to chase the stock, it has to grow its loan book. It has to be growing market share and that type of thing. So that's the mystery at the moment. Can or will, first of all, British real estate start going up, and will people over there chase it with more loans and higher mortgage growth? And there is potential for that to happen. I used to work with a property cycle guy, and I'm still in contact with a few of them. Britain, for one, like Australia and Canada, incidentally, is seeing very high immigration. That's really ramped up lately. So that's, again, they have problems with supply like we do here. It's a pretty familiar story. So that does throw out the idea that British house prices will start to see pressure to the upside. And when people over there start seeing that, well, then there's good odds they'll either try and get into the market either as a homeowner or an investor. So, again, not personal advice, but just a stock to watch coming out of the difficulties that we've had over the last few years with interest rates, inflation, falling house prices, that type of thing, lack of confidence. Some of those dynamics are starting to go into reverse now and could really be a strong tailwind for stocks like this. So also to note with banks is that in general, they prefer a high interest rate environment than an ultra low one like Britain has saw over the last decade. So they're able to monetize what they call the spread a bit better with cheap deposits as their funding and higher loan rates that drive their earnings. So it's, again, there's no slam dunks in the market, nothing like that, but again, if you're looking to trade momentum, I'd be keeping an eye on this one and start tracking its updates where it starts to guide on how things are going in its main market, which in this case are mortgages, and they do some business and credit card stuff. But the main game is mortgages, really. So keep your eye on British real estate, British monetary figures. And if you're into charting, of course, you can follow how the stock starts to shape up and all that type of thing. Again, you could look at small cap system. It hasn't flagged as a buy on the algo as such, but it's one I'm waiting to see what happens with. So there you go. There's an idea for you. We've talked about a couple of weeks ago, property investment trust. This time it's a bank idea. There's similar sort of dynamics have brought down both sectors. So it's interesting to see. Also interesting to note over in the US that some of those regional banks that got hammered in the March panic around the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank have really rocketed back up. And so that just shows you the opportunity when sometimes of buying when things are a little bit spooky for everybody. Doesn't always work, but it can work. So it does help to know if you have like a history of studying the business. So with Virgin Money, I've followed it again loosely for a very long time. So I had a rough idea that it was fairly solid and it was just a matter of seeing how things played out. So I'm holding on. We'll see how we go. But one to watch from here, Virgin Money UK. That's my thought for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll catch you next time.